2008 can best be described as a year of two very distinct parts for De Beers and, of course, most companies in most sectors around the world. We saw tremendous growth during the first 9 months of the year, with near record production levels and the Diamond Trading Company, or DTC, achieving record sales of rough diamonds as buoyant demand translated into increased prices. Second half sales slowed significantly as a result of the onset of the global economic downturn and subsequent liquidity squeeze in key global cutting centers. The speed of the economic crisis that began to sweep the globe in September 2008 presented challenges to all parts of the diamond pipeline. After De Beers posted a 16% price increase in the first half, diamond prices moderated, and our sales for November and December were below our expectations. Let me turn now to our financial results. For the full year, total sales rose to US$6.89 billion, up from $6.84 billion in 2007. EBITDA, while relatively flat compared to 2007, and was above target at $1.22 billion US. De Beers' underlying earnings increased by 7% to US$515 million compared with 2007. This was primarily a reflection of the success of restructuring initiatives that commenced in 2007, which served to reduce operating costs. We are confident that these efficiencies will stand us in good stead to weather the global economic downturn. But even as we post these positive results in 2008, it is clear that our attention must turn immediately to the future to ensure that De Beers is positioned to face the global economic crisis with brave decisions and innovative solutions. In fact, we believe that one of the marks of strong leadership is taking the difficult decisions in the good times so that the organization is stronger when challenges arise. And this is why, over the past several years, we have divested from a number of marginal mines while focusing on profitable production growth. We have streamlined operations to reduce overheads and improve efficiency. We have created improved diamond sales and distribution systems. And we have launched a number of new strategies to drive consumer demand, including the Forever Mark in Asia, De Beers Diamond Jewelers throughout the world, and compelling generic marketing, particularly in the US. We find ourselves in extraordinary times. You don't need me to recount the commercial failures, unemployment figures, or declines in consumer confidence that we have seen across the world during the past several months. Most sectors are experiencing a decline in sales during the global economic crisis, as consumers spend less and liquidity constraints force retailers and wholesalers to adjust their purchasing levels. Luxury products, including diamonds, are not immune from the effects of this dynamic in the short term. In the fourth quarter of 2008, the major US diamond retailers reported a significant decline in sales of between 10 and 20%. And we expect retailers will continue to focus on reducing inventory levels during the first half of 2009. Accordingly, De Beers is expecting and preparing for smaller than normal sites as site holders correct inventory levels and manage their own liquidity. Extraordinary times call for extraordinary action. And after posting a profitable set of results for 2008, De Beers is focused on running a sustainable business in 2009 at lower levels of sales by ensuring our operations and our activities continue to reflect and respond to the needs of our clients. Specifically, De Beers has reduced production levels since the beginning of 2009 in line with client demand. Through production holidays and a renewed focus on maintenance and housekeeping measures at our mines, we will use this time to ensure the optimal and long-term sustainability of our mining operations.